Hi, this is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. Jesus said that the greatest commandment of all is what? Do you remember? I'm sure you do. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, with everything you've got, love God. We also probably remember that Jesus said, if you love me, you will what? Can you fill in the blanks? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I think probably most of us have heard pastors preach and tell us, hey, if you really love God, you will be, and fill in the blank, you'll be a tither. Or if you really love God, you will be sharing your faith. Or if you really love God, you'll be studying the Bible more, memorizing scriptures, and you can just keep filling in that list. But I think there are many Christians who are struggling with these kinds of things. Maybe we feel so overwhelmed with the urgencies of life and all the stuff that's requiring us to give time and attention, all the responsibilities we have, maybe at work, maybe at home, domestic responsibilities, responsibilities with the kids, child-rearing responsibilities, maybe feeling overwhelmed with financial responsibilities. And we feel like, man, I don't have much time left over for the things of God. And we think about Bible study, and we think about prayer, and we think about giving, and there's kind of a heaviness that comes over us. And we think, well, yeah, I know I ought to be doing these things, but I just don't know how I'm going to get that done in my current situation. I mean, I'm just covered up. And I think a lot of us would be quick to admit that we kind of struggle with guilt about how we show or don't show our love for God very well. And of course, that's a problem. You know, if we really are supposed to be loving Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we got to disconnect here somehow, and we need to resolve it. And I don't know if this will help or not, but I want you to think for just a minute about the human being that you love the most. You might have to pick out of a list maybe for yourself, but pick someone that you really, really love. In my case, no question about it would be my wife, Vicky. For you, it might be your spouse, or it might be a parent, or it could be a grandparent, could be a child, could be a dear friend, but think of that person. Get that person in your mind. Now, suppose I were to ask Vicky, hey, love, I want to talk with you for a minute, and I want you just to tell me some of the things I could do that would communicate my love for you. How do you think she'd feel about that if I said that to you? You think that's okay? You think she'd be pleased with that? You think there'd be anything wrong with that? I don't think there'd be anything wrong with that, do you? I mean, I think she'd be very pleased. I think that that she would be happy to sit down and have a conversation with me and share some of the things that I could do to communicate my love for her. Now, suppose she said, okay, if you really want to know, it would really make me feel loved if every morning before we leave for work, if you'd give me a hug and a kiss and just tell me you love me, that would make me feel loved. Or if you'd just call me on the way home from work so we could have some time to chat on the way home and we could talk about how the day has gone, and that would just communicate to me that you really care about me, and we could talk about our day together and talk about our feelings. Or it would really make me feel loved if you would just take me out to eat as often as you can and give us some one-on-one time. No distractions, just you and me together alone. Or it would really make me feel loved if as often as you can you'd take me away for a weekend and we could just spend some time alone together for a weekend. Or it would really make me feel loved if every now and then you just surprised me with flowers. I'd really like that. It'd make me feel loved. Okay, good stuff, right? Now, how do I respond to that? Well, I'm probably going to say, wow, thank you, love. I love that stuff. I would love to do those things for you. Sounds wonderful. It makes me excited to think about doing those things for you and with you. Good response. But suppose I said, let me ask you this, love. Do I have to kiss you every morning? I mean, would two or three times a week be okay? Or how about this, if I called you on the way home from work, maybe aimed at every other day, and maybe if we just chatted a couple of minutes, would you think that would work? Would that be okay? Would that be enough? Or instead of taking you out to eat, how about if when I go hang out with the kids, I had pizza delivered so you could have some pizza? Would that work? Would that make you feel loved? Or how about next time I have to go to a conference somewhere away and I have to spend time in a motel, how about if I take you with me and you could stay in the motel and I could go to the conference meetings and we'd still be kind of together? Would that work? Or, hey, here's a rose. You told me I needed to give it to you, so here it is. Does that work? How do you think that would make her feel? Would it make her feel really, really loved? Well, I think you see where I'm going with this. Sometimes I think we fall into a trap like this with God. You know, we're trying to do some of the things that He said in His Word would communicate love for Him. And we're hoping that, well, if we just do a little bit of it, that maybe He'll be happy with that, even if my whole heart isn't quite there because I've got all this other stuff that's consuming me. Okay, let's suppose, back to my relationship with Vicky. Suppose that I were to find my loving feelings for her ebbing just a little bit. Kind of like I'm getting to the place where I don't really enjoy spending that much time with her like I used to. And maybe it's because I think she's been kind of selfish or something, but something's kind of gotten in the way. Do I say, well, I'm not going to be a hypocrite about this, so I'm just going to quit that morning hugs and kisses stuff until I feel like it, or I'm going to quit that date time stuff until I feel like it? No. No, if the warmth seems to be waning a little bit, then I need to recognize, uh-oh, there's a problem here. I see a flashing light here. I need to spend some more time thinking about what's going on here with my relationship with my wife. And we need to get this fixed. And maybe I need to spend some more time not just thinking about the things she's been doing that made me unhappy, but all the things she has done and all the things she is that brings joy to me, that makes me realize how blessed I am. And maybe we just need to spend some time talking and communicating and letting that warmth get back in there. And of course it works with God too. If we find ourselves trying to do things that God says will communicate love for Him, but we're doing it mechanically, we're doing it in a perfunctory kind of way, a duty-bound kind of way, it's time for us to back up and do a little self-diagnosis here. And then I need to start thinking, wait a minute, I got to think more deeply here, deep within me, about all the things God has done for me, and all the things He is to me, and all the ways God communicates His love for me. And when I start thinking like that and spending time with Him like that, what will happen is I won't see spending time with Him as a heavy duty that I'm dreading and not figuring out how on earth am I going to get this done. I'm going to be craving that time with Him. I won't be trying to figure out how little I can do and still make Him happy. I'll be thinking, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to get into God's Word. I can't wait to get alone with God. Because I love Him so much, because He loves me so much, and we have this wonderful relationship because of Jesus. And we'll be hungry to communicate our love for God because He loves us so much. And we'll find ourselves loving God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, and with all our strength. Father, thank You so much for loving us so much. And would You forgive us for the times when we forget just how much You love us? And Lord, You know us. Would You examine us right now and help us to examine ourselves? And Father, to the extent that we have allowed our love for You to grow a little chilly, to the extent that we have allowed the stuff in this world, the things in this world, the relationships in this world, to crowd out the most important relationship of all, our relationship with You, Lord, would you help us to realize what's happening? Would You help us to see it? Would You help us to once again get that hot-hearted, passionate love for You that we may have had at one time but have somehow lost because of the urgencies and responsibilities that are all around us? Would You help us, Father, to rekindle our love for You and become so passionate in our love for You that we would crave time with You, that we would be sure no matter what happens, it would make time for You to spend time with You in our prayers, in our fellowship with You, in Your Word, just in walking with You through the day. Lord, help us to fall in love with you all over again. And Father, if there's someone who's never yet experienced this love with you, someone who's listening to me now, would you help them to examine themselves to see whether they're in the faith? And Father, that they would begin to realize what you've done for them through Jesus when he died for us on the cross, giving himself for us to pay for our sin, purchasing us from Satan, purchasing our redemption so that we could have eternity with you by just trusting Jesus. Lord, would you help them to fall in love with you, maybe for the first time, and really get excited about what you're doing and who you are, and begin to love you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help us all to love you that way. In Jesus' name, amen.